In the first half of the 16th century, Bad Bramstedt estate was awarded the status of a noble estate, and hence it formed an own administrative and court district headed by the respective landowner. The first owner was Dirk Waget from 1500 to 1538. The building, which still exists nowadays, was constructed between 1631 and approximate 1647 to be the gatehouse for the castle located behind. You still can recognize this old function when you see the large gates and can imagine that coaches were able to pass through the building. Since 1633, the estate was owned by Wiebke Kruse. It was a present from her lover, King Christian IV, who previously had restored it lavishly. Following Wiebke Kruse's death, the estate remained in the possession of her family. First, the common daughter Elisabeth Sophie Gildenlöwe and later her granddaughter Christine Sophie Amalie Ahlefeld were the heiresses of this estate. The granddaughter later on married the Earl of Kielmansegg, who in 1684 tried in vain to force the citizens of Bad Bramstedt under his bondage. Led by Jürgen Pfullendorf, who then was the head of the small town, the citizens of Bad Bramstedt fought for their freedom. In 1751, the Earl Stolberg, district magistrate of Bad Segeberg, bought the estate. The castle was torn down due to dilapidation, the gatehouse on the Bleak was restored and enlarged to become a representative residence. One of the Earl's daughters, named Auguste, who was born here in the castle in 1753, became famous nationwide through her correspondence with Goethe, who called her My Dear Gustchen. Poet Friedrich Leopold also was born at a later date here in Bad Bramstedt. In 1774, Ferdinand Ovi Lavetz was the owner of the Bad Bramstedt estate. He was considered to be mainly responsible for the abolishment of serfdom in the state of Schleswig-Holstein. His brother Johann was the donor of the Patriotic Society and also of the Poor People's Settlement Friedrichsgabe. Professor Friedrich Ludwig Wilhelm Meyer, famous for writing poems, plays and comedies, also spent the second half of his life until his death in 1840 on the Bad Bramstedt estate. Furthermore, the castle was used as a girls' boarding school and an education camp for the youth after finishing school. Beginning with the 40s in the 20th century, the building hosted refugees and expellees. The castle was used for homeless people up to 1964, until the city bought the building. From 1966 to 1969, the gatehouse was refurbished and the stucco ceilings were restored with lots of passion. Since that time, the castle hosts a variety of political and cultural events. In the year 2011, the hall's acoustic could be improved by respective facilities. Visitors can see the castle during the city tours. Details can be found in the topical calendar of events of the city of Bad Bramstedt or in the internet under bad-bramstedt.de.